Okay, Daf Chavtes Amud Aleph. Amud Aleph. Harini Gvenazai in the marketplace, which was very Amalei Humra Banu Rava. Tapuchim Bekama. Tapuchim Bekama. How many apples?
How many apples are needed?
For what? For Eruvei Tuchumen. In Eruvei Tuchumen. Amalei Vichim Arvin Betapuchim. Fregting her back. Veloy Yinar Vitamin Mishra Koloichlam Betsafim Lepsulas Agvia. All foods in itself to be possible, in other words, to make your body into. If you eat a food, you become tummy. Rashi. Live slas agvia. Im ochal oichlim tameim. Afal pi shein oichlim metami adam bimaga. Yoch minayu chatsi pras. So even though a food is not metami by touching, an oichel is a sheini, and a person cannot become a kabal tuma from food, but if you eat a chatsi pras, the haimlich, shnei beitzim, a chatzi pras, he says over here, is two beitzim. Yeah? Nifsol gufu milechel b'chumen. Now you're not allowed to go eat chum anymore. Gedetan perik d'lakaman v'chatzi chetzi lifsol es agvia, which means chetzi hainu pras, lashon perutza. V'chatzi chetzi lifsol es agvia. So what does that mean? Yachal mina chatzi pras, t'hainu shnei beitzim, nifsol gufu milechel b'chuma. Gedetan perik d'lakaman v'chatzi chetzi. Liv solas agvia. What does that mean? Chetz yahainu pras lashon pedusa v'chatzi chetz yahainu chatzi pras. Oh, that's later on. That same mission. Okay, v'chatzi chetz means a chatzi pras. Fine. So therefore, our fragment over here is without kolochem mustav liv solas agvia v'chatzi chetz pras. It's mazon shtei sudas le'erev uchabeitza l'tame tumas acholim. All foods join to these three shiurim. Number one, liv solas agvia v'chatzi pras. That's two beitzim. Uvimazoin shtei sudai sleirev. Uchabeitza letame tomas achmev. The food is the size of the beitza, it has the power to metame another food. So what? And that includes all foods, includes even apples. Why can an apple? It says every single food in this world is mitstareif for mazoin shtei sudais. The Mara says, Vahai maitu yot. What's the kasha? Ele mushamitani koloichlim, koloichlim, vahani benachilininu. Really? Just because it says kol echem, the word kol means nothing. It says mazain shtei sudois le'erev uchabeit zlatam timas echol v'hani nami b'nei tumin t'muyei t'mas echlu ninu. So what's the kasha? Rashi el mishum nitani erev dumya de t'mas adumya. Rashi adds the word dumya. The Gemara's kash is that we're comparing over Erev to Tumas Echolim, Dumya. The Mashma Kol Shehu Metamei Tumas Echolim Yesh Loi Mozen Shtei Sudais. Chazil Erev. One we compare to the other. And since a tapuach can be tapuach and not benetu meninu. A tapuach can be metame. Yeah? Are you paying attention?
What?
Are you paying attention?
Yeah.
Everything is good so far?
Yes.
So therefore, v'hainam b'meitum ninu ochlenu ninu v'kama. So now we're back with Akash. So what's the shear? On Rav Nachman tapuchim b'kav. You have to have a kav of tapuchim. How much is a kav? A kav is how much is a kav? That's Mar's maskani. You have to have. The shear is a kav. B'kinuach shtei sudais. What is a kav? Over here it says midas napach.
1.5, 2.6.
Four lugim, arba lugim. That's a lot. V'chol lug u'shisha beitzim. Harisha kav u'eshim yarba beitzim. 24 eggs, 2 dozen eggs. You have to have an apples equal to 2 dozen eggs. That's a lot of eggs. Rambam, the Midas, the Manenu, the Sudas Hagun of Chai Noah, Nafash al Kavu, 1.380 liters. Or the Shidas Hachazunish, 2.4 liters. All right, fine. Vaita. Mesve. Rabbi Shimon al Azaymer, Uchla Tavlin, the Litra Yerek, the Asra Goyzin, the Chamisha Parsikin. Uchla Tavlin. What is Uchla Tavlin? And this is discussing. We're discussing over here, Maisa Shani. We're discussing Ma'is Hasheni Rashi, but Ma'is Hasheni, Ma'is Oni, I'm sorry. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Rashi, but Ma'is Oni, Shemachal Kol Aniyim, Hare ala goren koi the kama in person le ani begorin mehai shul. When you give a poor man in the goren, you have to give him at least this amount. What's the uchla? Uchla is shemina shebelitra. The litra hu loig. So an uchla basically means a half of a kiddush cup. A kiddush cup is 3 ounces. That means 1.5 ounces is how much you have to give a poor man. That's what it says. It says the uchla tavlin, 1.5 ounces of tavlin. The litra, a litra is... A litra, what's a litra? A litra means a whole loy. A litra is a loy of yarek of vegetables. V'asare egoizin, 10 nuts. V'chamisha a parsikin, 5 peaches. V'shnei rimoinim, 2 pomegranates. V'esher gechad. V'omar gursak bardori. You ever hear this guy's name before? Gursak bardori. What?
I don't know who he is.
Gorsak Bardari Mishmei Rav Menashe Bar Shiguvle Mishmei Rav Chaim LeEru the Zelbasach LeEv Rashi the Chelik Ani Begarden Nami Mazon Sheisudas Hikadam LeKaman. It's the Zelbasach. The same. It's the same shear. Very interesting. You saw it. An Eruv Techumen is the same amount you give a poor man in the Goyren. Vahani Nami Lehevi Kia Parsekin. Vahani Nami Lehevi Kia Parsekin. Honey chashiv now affecting Mars different these also the taske v'chamisha. So therefore we're saying over here that the apples.
Where do you see the peaches are 5?
Shoot. It says v'chamisha parskin, the last word in the last small line, the last word on the last small line, v'chamisha parsikin, 5 parsikin. Now, wait a minute, I'll ask you a question. Does that mean when you give the poor man, it means you give him all of these things, or you give him one of these things? You give him all of these things, or you give him one of these things?
And a partridge and a pear tree.
It's one of these things. Shi'uram shel kama dvarim. You don't give him all these. You give him one of these things. Okay. And the shkolos katan shmiz a little tavlin to compalpal. Shears a nishal lechol tavl ba'asar shel say studus. No. You give him all these things.
What does it mean all these things? If you leave something out and you give him something else, it's not good. It's not considered meiser.
I guess not. You gotta go give him. You gotta give him some spices, an uchlof tavlin, a litra of Yarok, 10 knots, 5 a parasikin, and 2 remoinim, 1 esrog. Choftes, Rashi, Hayinik Shem Chaim Gashem Bushalim. I'm assuming him all of these things. Okay, if that's the case, Behani Nami Lavi Ki a parasikin. So now we are suggesting that the apples are the same thing.
The Gemara, so 5 peaches are enough for an Erev. 5 apples should be enough.
Yeah, but it's
why
not.
You say a calf?
But you have to give. You have to give more.
Fine. Like peaches. Why does he require?
Okay, fine. Should we keep asking? So the Gemara says no. Hani chashiv v'hani lei chashiv. There's a difference. The reason why you give 5 a parsikin is sufficient because that's choshev. But apples are not choshev. Okay, tapuch manar chashiv. Hani chashiv v'hani lechashivi. I'm Rav Yosef. What does Rashi say? Rashi says v'havi lechashivi. I mean lechamon kol shu liftan k'de lechel boy alma lav mamish sudas v'havi kula sudasa mehu mina binan el kol midi lofus chashivusei im liftan shadam im liftan shadam ragel lilfas boyas apas shi urek k'de lilfas boyas apas. So when it comes to Maisa Ani, you don't have to mamish give him 2 sudos, you have to give him something that is choshev. Nochmo that Rashi, important Rashi. Chashive. Rabbi Lukamon, kol shu lifton, and it has a lifton, that's a dessert. Or lifton means you eat with something else, because they lechel boy, alma lav mamish sudos. you don't mamish give sudois. The lehavi kula su the lehavi kula sudasa mehumina binan. Ella, you don't have to go give this through the entire suda. Ella, call me day. Lofus chashivuse. Im lift on. To eat together. Im lift on. Sh'adam ragel lelafes bayasapas. Shi'urek de lafes bayasapas. Fine, alright, fine. Let's go weiter. I'm going to be a Bar Shiguvle, may Hashem forgive him. He made a big mistake. I told him a halacha, and he tells me on a brisa. It's not. Less than a chatzi kav of chitin of wheat, the kav soirin, or may oimer chatzi kav soirin, the kav a chatzi kusin spelt, the kav one kav groigros, dried figs, a moned vela, or a moned vela, 100, moned vela is what's 100, moned vela, vela, laachas and nidras be eagle carle de vela, the shuv in a moicha be mida ella be mishal weight, a moned means the weight of 100 coins of the vela. Rabbi Kiva mer pras v'chatzi lug yayin, pras chatzi money, pras half a money, period. V'chatzi lug yayin, a chatzi lug of yayin. Rabbi Kiva mer revias shemen. Rabbi Kiva mer shminis v'shol kol aperus sh'ol aperus amar v'shol kidei sheyim kareim. You can sell them. V'yikach b'chem mazon shtei sudois. And Rav said the same thing applies to an Eruv. So what's the Kasha? The Kasha over here is looking over here, looking over the Rav, go over the Rashi. Rashi over here says, no amir nehale. Go up in the Rashis. He made a big mistake. I said the Chain L'Eruv, Amas Nisa, Kin Mefarish V'Yazlev, who Agmer L'Gursei Bar Dorei Abraisa. I told him on the Mishnah. And he said on the Braisa. So therefore, what's the Kasha? Back and go to the bar right over here. Rashi goes, says, my Uma the high mehach. What's so terrible? Who cares? It's all the same anyway. The first while on the Rashi, the Ikmi Rabbi Yosef, Arav, Menashe, the Amar Braisa, the my the Ari Masnisan, Le Ari Braisa, Velois Sosna Hadadi. It's not a stira. Hane Shurayu Bahachi, Vahane Shurayu Bahachi. It's not a contradiction. What's the big deal? What difference does it make if he taught Allah on the Mishnah Debraisa? Both the Mishnah Debraisa, they're discussing the same shir anyway. So what's so terrible? The Gemara says no. The Gemara says, my ulme dehai mehach. Ilei mishum dekotoni behach tavlin. It says in the first Braisa, tavlin. V'tavlin l'abnai b'nei achil ninu, atach imi loikotani chitin usoidin. It says give wheat and barley v'labnei achil ninu. And the kash over here is, how can you go, in other words, when it says tavlin, how can you go give tavlin for an eruvei techumen? The purpose of eruvei techumen is to eat. And tavlin is not something that you eat. It accompanies another food. So the Gemara says, therefore, that can't possibly be. That's why if the go say v'chein le'eruv in reference to the Braisa, which makes mention of the Braisa, which the Braisa that makes mention of tavlin, can't be because you don't eat tavlin. But the second, but the mission is also problematic because it says you give him raw wheat and raw barley. No one eats raw wheat and raw barley, so it's the same problem. They're not bnei achila ninu. So my lab ninu atu hacha mila ketani chidin the son of a lab bnei achila ninu. Ela mishum diktani. The reason why it's not tolerable for him to make the statement in reference to the braisa, it must be in reference to the mishnah. Ela mishum diktani chatzi leg yayin, a chatzi leg of yayin. And Rav said, can't be, because here in the first price it says a half of a leg of yayin. And Rav said, Rav said, Me'orvin b'shtei revi'uyos yayin.
It's half.
Now, two revi'us is a chatzi loig. What's the problem? Midde'inan kulahai, since he needs so much shmamina, ki omar Rav, v'chein l'erev, aha mas niso kama shmamina. I don't understand. A chatzi loig is two revi'us. How many revi'us are there in the loig? Four. Rashi.
Two revi'us is in a half a loig.
In a half a loig? No, in a loig. A revi'us a loig. Look at the Rashi. Elo mishum diktani chatzi loig yayin. The hainu shtei revi'us. V'shamina leil rav gabi erov nami t'kudukomar. You said the zel bazach. And that's what. So it has to be. Since it says a chatzi loig, and we know it's exactly the same thing. Nochemol. Elo mishum Dikatani, it says chatzi lo yayin, and it says that in the Mishnah, and the Amara me'arvin b'shtei revi'iyos shel yayin, which is also a chatzi loig. Midde'inan kulehai, since he demands so much, shmamina ki Amar Rav v'chein le'erev aha masnisa kama shmamina, because in the first brisa did not say that amount of wine, in the first brisa. It started off, go back to the Brisa, and the Brisa first started, Amar Rav Nachman, Neser Shimon Elazar, Oimer, Uchla Tavlin. Okay, it's two lines before it gets white.
Yeah.
Two lines, Uchla Tavlin, the Litra Yorok, the Asore Egoizim, the Chamisha Parsikin, Ushtei Rimoinim, the Esher Gechad, period. So there's no mention of Yayin, period. The Omar Gursid Bar Dori, Mishmei Derav, Menashe Bar Shaguvle, Mishmei Derav, Vachin Le'erif. Fahani Nami Levi Kiafaris, Ben Vahani Chashivi. Period. Oh, Hani Chashivi, Hani Le'chashivi. Am Rav Yosef, Shol Le'lamar Le'lamar Menashe Bar Shaguvle. Am Rav Yosef, Nachal Yamis Nisim, Vahu Amar Abar Aysa. The real Mishnah is the following. The Tzan, Ein Parchas Al-Oni, Megorim, Vachatzi Kav Bekhidin, Vachatzi Soidin, Vremei Oimer, Vachatzi Kav Soidin, Vekav Vachatzi Kusmin, Vegav Gregoris, Oimone De Vela. Here's oimon devela, Rabbi Akiva oimer pras half of a devela, and then it says here. Here's what we need: v'chatze loig yayin. Rabbi Akiva oimer revius, revius shemen. Rabbi Akiva oimer shminis. Rishol kol peiros. Amar abba shol. Kedei shivu mikam rem mazon. Rishol kol peiros. Amar abba shol. Kedei shivu mikam rem mazon shnei studos. V'yamar avchein leiriv. So therefore, it must be on the sec on the Mishnah. Connecting more wire in the Mishnah. My old made the high mahmahach ilim, shun the cog Tony Babahach Tavlin, the Tavla Meachilin inu. Really? And the Mish is any better? The Mish says Chitinus and it's also Labnechila. Otto Achamila Gatani Chitinus and Labnechilin inu. Elam shun the Tony Chatzilai Gayan. Oh, because the Mishnah, it says Beferush, a Chatzilai Gayan. And we know that Rav himself said when it comes to a Rivitachum, it has to be a double revius, which is a Chatzilai. The Tony the Chatzilai Gayan. Good?
Yeah.
Next Gemara. Omar Mar. With a mazoin, she sudos la erif, so ravios lemmer adika sudib mehai, who sudim mehai. You have to have mazoin, she sudos erif. It means a sudo mehai, who sudim mehai. What does that mean? Rashi. Suda mehai, base oichle mitstarfim le'erif. Two foods. Avol gimel v'dalu d'leka suda mikol chad loy. You have to have base oichle mitstarfim le'erif. Avol gimel v'dalu d'leka suda mikol chad loy. You have to have two complete foods. So nachama. So it says that I'm wasn't saying suda le'erif. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yisrael, adika suda mehai. You have to have. You can't go make up when it says over here that kol mitstarfin, everything can join together to make an erif, right? That's what it said in the Mishnah. Everything can join together. Yeah, two different meals can join together, but you can't go join together multiple foods to make up one meal. Each meal must be of one food. You can't go have one meal made up of 10 different foods and meal number two made up of another 10 different foods for a total of 20 foods. This is not like Mishalach Manas and Purim, where you go and you can throw into a basket a chocolate bar and a piece of licorice and a hamantaschen and a piece of gum, potato chips. What do you think this is over here? This is not Mishal Chumanis over here. This is Eruvi Techumen. You can't go make a chalent. Some beans, some potatoes. In other words, you can't go put a pot of chalent on the Techum and Mazen Shtei Sudas because you have to have, you can't go combine beans, potatoes, meat, ketchup, and bones to make up the Mazen Shtei Sudas. You have to have a whole Suda just from one Zach. Kishka and beans. And that's it. Weiter. So I disagree. I feel lemechsa leshlish v'nerviyah. No, you can have one suda made up of multiple things. You can have cholent. This is the makar for cholent, you should know. This is the makar. This is the makar. What?
It's my favorite daf for gunshas.
Because you have over here, I feel, what does Rashi say? Rashi says over here, I can't find the Rashi. Where's the Rashi? No Rashi. Vait in the Gemara. Next piece of Gemara. L'mechs l'shlush reviyah, fine. Next piece of Gemara. Gufa. Amaraf. Ma'arvin b'shtei reviyah shal yayin. Two reviyah shal yayin. Really? You'll be better kula. Hi. Do you need so much yayin? Okay, that's. Knows to eat, and chaymeitz vinegar kedel l'talboy to dip in. Zaysim olives ubitzolim and onions kedel lechol bohen shtei sudois to eat from the olives. Two meals. So what do we see? That the amount of wine is not drink. It means the amount of wine that you drink at a meal, and you don't drink at a meal so much wine. The Gemara says chasam lechamim mevashla. That's discussing the wine that you need to drink at a meal. It means cooked wine. Rashi,
which is used as a dip.
That's a small amount of wine. A dip, fine. Rashi, only to the Rashi of the Chasim, that the Yangin, the Chabot, the Chabot, the Bushel, the Chamar, the Chashel, the Lavis, the Avil Chamar, the Alma. Regular wine, bean and Leo, supposed to be a space to the Sahai, the Bay's Revia. It's two meals. Okay, two meals, a double Revia. Weiter. Enough vinegar to dip two meals. Shall yorok vegetables. Vegetables. Rashi. Mazen bei sudas yerek. Shekol ha-suda min ha-yerek. In fact, the Gemara. Yerek hanechal, much less, not with a whole meal as vegetables, but it means yerek hanechal b'shtei sudas. Amar zeisim olives ubitzom and onions kedei lechol b'chem mazon shtei sudas ubitzom mima arvin. What are you talking about, Vitanya? Amar Rishon ben Elazar pam achas shavas Rebbe Meir. Be'ar Disco. Okay, it was the name of the place. You know what this place is? Be'ar Disco.
Sure.
You ever go there on vacation? Uba Adam Echal Lefanav. Amalai Rebbe. Erafti Bibitzalim Litivin. I made an egg with onions Litivin. What's Litivin? Rashi? Litivin. Another place. To go to Tivin. And he told him, no, it's no good. It's not a kosher Erev, you're outside the Tchum. You're outside, Rashi says. Rashi, let's go with the previous Rashi.
It's not a good
Erev,
and therefore,
you're outside the Tchum.
You travel outside
your
Erev, you're stuck.
So he told him, you're stuck now. He told him, now you're in a lot of trouble. So therefore, it's not a difficulty, it depends. There's different types of onions. There is the olim, the leaves, and there is the imohois. Rashi, the olim, loy chashiv v'rom le'echol. Olim is not a gosh kosher erev. That's no good. The leaves are no good. But the imohois, that's going to be good. What are the imahois? What are the imahois? The imahois is good. The imahois.
Onion
the guf habitzam, not the leaves, the actual onion itself. Onion itself is good.
Not from the scallions, the onion.
What's a scallion? What's that?
It's like that green stuff that comes out of the onion and stuff.
I don't know what that stuff is. I don't work in the kitchen. I don't know what the kitchen looks like. I just know what a bag of potato chips and a bag of pretzels looks like. When you're a bacher, you don't know from these things. I just know there's something called a microwave and there's something called a freezer. That's the limit of my knowledge of food. Microwave, freezer, potato chips, pretzels, sodium, and blood pressure medication. Weiter.
Yeah, the Tanya ochel botzol v'hishkim.
Of all life, of avishma lashon el ba olam avav b'imos less lon ba of olam nami loy amaron ela deloy iftzil zirta. All of it is no good only when Rash legodl zeres. A zeres, it did not, if till zirt is a zeres, it did not grow a zeres. Yeshon eres the botzel, because then if it did not grow a zeres, then it's poisonous, it's no good. When the olm are very small and they did not grow the shi'ur with the resh of a zeres, then it's no good. Avl, if till zirta, less than but it's no longer poisonous, it's delicious. Vaita, Amara Papa, La Modern El Deloy Ishte Shikra. He didn't drink beer. Rashi, there is no Rashi. Aval Ishte Shikra Leslan Ba. And we have to take note that Papa was a beer maker. How many bottles of beer in the world? 99 bottles of beer. 99 bottles of beer in the world. How many fall? 98 bottles of beer in the world. 98 bottles of beer in the world. 98 bottles of beer. Rapapa was a beer maker. So Rapapa was an expert in telling us that if you drink beer, all of your problems go away. Vaita. Tana Rabbanan. It's Vamashar Yeshua Gemara. That's when they go to a bar. Everyone has problems. You go to the bar and you drink beer, all your problems go away. A papa. Rami bar papa, Rochi bar papa, Rochish bar papa, Surah bar papa, Dur bar papa, Abba bar papa.
They all were big drinkers.
Vaita. El lo yishli shikha, av lo yishli shikha less than ba. Tana ba, lo yoychel adam batzel med mei nachash shabai. The poison. See, nachash means poison. Ki nachash is the whole malchus of a nachash is poison. Vaita, don't eat an onion. O maise vi bari chanina shoch al chatsi batzel, ve chatsi nachash shabai, ve chola. Uh-oh, my microphone fell on the floor. One second. You know, today I have internet here in the shul for the first time. You know that?
Why all of a sudden?
They put internet. Chaim Fried, you know what Chaim Fried is?
No.
He put internet in this room just for me and you. And then I got a whole big machlekes here broke out over here because of this. They come in here, they see there's a wire here. Oh no, internet in the shul, what are you doing? What are you doing? Blah, 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 blah. And now they want me to take it out. They don't want people coming over here into the shul, plugging in their computer, and they have internet here in the shul. So now we have made a pshara. Wi-Fi is awesome. I don't want Wi-Fi because they have a kindergarten downstairs. And in other countries outside the United States, you're not allowed to have Wi-Fi with the kindergarten. You know that?
No, why?
It's radiation for children. It's too dangerous.
And the radiation for adults doesn't matter?
Adults are already dead. Too late for them.
I see.
And outside of this country, there are no laws. In Israel and the whole Middle East, it's mamish illegal. They put you in jail. They come and they find this Wi-Fi in the kindergarten. It's the biggest aveira you can possibly do. So we said, listen, in the United States, it's mutter. It's illegal. But who wants to be responsible? If the whole world, it's usser, so why should we be responsible? So we put over here a wire. They come in, the wire is, what are you doing over here? Internet, the time of the shul. So now we have to lock up the wire. And we have to figure out how to lock up the wire. Vaita. Amar papa, lo yamon el b'lo ishte ishecha. Avol ishte, the reason why they got here is because if the mikvah, you go to the new mikvah here, they have a credit card machine for the mikveh. So they had to get into there for the credit card machine.
Where did you go? Where did you see Amra Papa? You went back.
The second one that Loyalan Ella the Loy Ishte Shikhra, Aval Ishte Shikhra Leslan Ban, next Gemara. Tanaban, Loyahodan Botsam and Nacha Shiboy, Maisa Rabbi Hanina, Shachal Khati Botsam Khati Nacha Shiboy, the Khodigat Signatalam Zimudai, the big Shachavid of Rahmola, the Khoyan Win Mesha, Shot Shikhloy. Why did he live? The people needed him. The Shah means the people needed him. Mimesha Hashah.
So it's like today's current events. They try to kill that Russian guy.
Shashat Shichlo. They need him? Who needs him?
They wanted to get rid of him. And they...
Putin wanted to get rid of him.
Taken to a hospital outside of Russia and supposedly he's recovering. So we'll see what he says.
What is he going to say? What's he going to say?
I was poisoned.
So he was poisoned. So big deal. So what else is new? We know that already. Vaita, Omar Bizera, Omar Shmuel, Sheikhar Ma'arvin Boy, Beer Zera. He said, Sheikhar Ma'arvin Boy, Poitzeles and Mikvah Beshloishes Lugin. Okay, it's not called water. So if you put three Lugin before you reach 40 Sod, the Mikvah is not kosher. Rashi. Upoitz the Mikvah, Kishar Mayim Shuvim, like Mayim Shuvim, fine. Maskif Lorav Kahanev, Pshitav, Pashit. Why is beer any different than paint? Cold water. Vitnan. Rabbi Yosef Meitza. Person that makes a shlosh lugim, three lugim. Amri chasa maya ditzava mikri hacha shichre ikri. There, it's called water. So water passels. Beer, I would argue, does not disqualify, because beer is not water. It's a foreign substance. A male, I would think it's not going to pass. Commercial, it's going to pass. The sal Raj, the sal gedai the chamina, ain't a love shema, ain't a love shemayim. With the kama Marvin, how much beer do you need to pass the mikvah? So that I've acha bread,
Rav Yosef
coming.
What? How much do you need beer to
make an erev kama? How much do you need the kama Marvin? So that I've acha bread, Rav Yosef coming, Rav Yosef lemeimar betrain rivei shichra, two rivei shichra. What does that mean, Rashi? Betray.
Quarters of a calf. Doesn't that mean half?
Trey lugin. Two lugin. The loig roiva calf. A loig is a quarter of a calf. Two lugin. Two quarters of. Trey rive. Trade rive. Two quarters. Two quarters.
Two calf equals two lugin.
Two lugin because there are lug. The lug has four calf. The lug is roiva ha calf. Fine. Two rive. Two lugin. Gidetnan. Hamaitzi yayin, shir on Shabbos. If you take out wine, what's the shir of choshev to be chaya for hoitza on Shabbos? Kidetnan, hamaitzi. Someone takes out yayin gidei mezigas kois to dilute a cup of wine. You have to get enough wine gidei mezigas kois. V'tani alok gidei mezigas kois yofe. My kois yofe. What is the kois yofe? Koishal bracha. So what does that mean? We have a nachum amar b'ravua koishal bracha tzach shehei by roiva revius, a quarter of a revius, or a quarter of a revius kidei sheyimzigenu v'yamad al revius. You need to have a quarter of a quarter, a quarter of a quarter of real wine. So that means three parts water, one part wine. Kadesh, so when you add the three parts water with one part wine, Kadesh yim zegem v'yamad al revius. Chodarav, demarav, kol chamad lo darbe al chatlas mai lechamru. Oktani say v'shar kol amashkin revius, and all the liquids revius. V'chol ashayfchin revius. When it comes to carry on shayi, you carry a dirty water, sewer water into the street. The shear is revius. Now midahasam, since they're al chad arba. The shear is, it's al-chad arba, hachinam al-chad arba. What do you mean al-chad arba? What does it mean al-chad arba, Rashi? Midahasam, b'hoitzah Shabbos, meaning al-chad diyayin, on one ratio of one of wine, arba de shichra. De biyayin, tani, you need roiva revius. You need a quarter of a revius. U'b'shar kol ha-mashkin, tani revius. You need a revius. So what do you mean? That's called chad roiva? Midiyayin arba What do you get that? The Yayin, you need Trey Roiva Arvius. What do you get that? What do you mean Trey Roiva Arvius for Shabbos? You need two Roiva, the Yayin Tommy.
The measure for wine
is a Roiva Arvius.
A quarter of a cup is a 16th.
No. The Yayin Tommy. Roiva Revius.
It's four times the size of wine.
A quarter of a Revius.
One is a 16th, one is a quarter.
Where do you get a 16th? Where do you get a 16th from?
Quarter of a quarter.
Where are you getting that from? What?
It says that it's...
A Roiva Revius, fine. A Roiva Revius. Okay, fine. Okay, I got it. A quarter of a quarter, fine. Chatani Roiva de Roiva Revius, right? Roiva Revius. The Sharkol Amashkan Tani Revius. So therefore, you need a 16 times more. Find 16 times more. So therefore, it's al-chad arba. Chad what?
It's not 16 times more, it's 4 times more. One is a quarter of a quarter is a 16th, and one is a quarter is a fourth.
Okay.
So one fourth is 4 times 1/16th.
Okay. Hachinami. Al chad arba, v'loihi hasam hu debatsam yachil loy chashiv. It's not chashiv. Avol hacha loy davidi inshe de shasu kasa v'tzafa v'kasa v'panya v'samchei ailavaihu. No, it's not true. When it comes to beer, you don't need to have 4 times more. 2 times more is enough, because people drink. Let's see, Rashi says, but when it comes the shasi kasa shel revius loyik sheicha b'tzafra. The kasa b'panya, the samach alayu, and that's enough. So you don't have to have 4 times, even 2 times, even a double, even 2 times, a double revius. You don't have to have
beer. You can use beer or soda.
Double revius.
Baruch ata beer, baruch ata b'soda. Either one.
Tamarim b'kama. How many dates?
How many dates?
Katsi b'chayay mebnei b'nois ches. 8 dates. 8 dates. Kasti b'chayai. People, they say, the biggest mistake I made is because I went out 8 times with my wife. I went out 8 times.
Kasti.
Kasti b'chayai mebnei b'nois ches. Because I went out with my wife, we got engaged on the 8th date. My professor in Brooklyn College, he told the whole class, the biggest, I don't want to say it, the firm guy, the biggest mistake he made in his life. I remember how he said it. It's a big class, a lot of people in the class. He said, the biggest mistake I made in my life was marrying my wife. And then he says to us, if only my wife was listening now. And then he says, don't worry, she knows I say this. And sure enough, he got divorced. A couple of years later, he got divorced. Tamarim, dates, bekama. Amar Rav Yosef, tamarim bekaf. You have to have a whole kav of dates. Amar Rav Yosef, b'menami, let alone a list of Tanya. Achal groigros, v'shilem tamarim. A purse needs groigros. What is he talking about over here? What's the raya?
He intentionally ate dried figs that were truma.
Truma, okay. You have to be like a chaymish.
And he repaid the kayin with figs, fresh, tomorrow.
Wait, Gregor was dried figs, and he gave dates. Fine.
He ate dried figs, and now he gave back dates.
A different min, an andre min. Nachma tomorrow. Hechi dami ilam lufi damim v'alu dachal minei bezuzah v'kamisham le bezuzah. Why my tovel bracha? Bezuzah ochal, bezuzah kamashalim, elam
mishalim. We didn't give him anything more.
Elam mishalim lufi mida. Dachal mine giriva.
Volume, not by value. Probably the volume was worth more.
Giriva diga.
The groigros.
A measure of the groigros. Shalim zuzah, become shalim giriva. The tefillah of the shalim avah. Uktani, tavol abracha. It's worth one zuz. Fine, a measure. Worth four. So what's the raya? Dates are better. What's the most kasha? Rashi al mal tamar madife. If it's not in leel, gabi ani begorin kav gregers. The amra rav chayin leeruf kol shchein tamarim devadai sagi lubahachi. So it's very good. So you see over here that dates is even better. So therefore, what's the most kasha? A kav gregers.
It's not a kasha. Since you see here that a kav of groigris can be used for an erev, so a kav of tamarim for sure it can be used.
Fine.
Because tamarim are worth
better.
More.
Better. Amalei Abayi, no. The oil of Yochum b'nei b'zuza. V'kav Hashem b'nei b'zuza. Oh, my. It's not a raya.
So then what's Tavu
l'bracha?
Give
me back exactly what you told me. The Yochum b'nei 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 is it the liquidity measure? Is there a term called an index? The
people don't really want to deal with dried figs, so it wasn't such a big deal that he ate the dried figs.
The liquidity index.
Dates, so that has a demand. So that's Tavir Yalav Bracha.
Right? Liquidity. The liquidity index.
Yeah.
Can you turn into cash right away? Can you trade it? Vait Shasisa. Hops. We had that kishus. Rashi Shisa Machel Shoisin Mikemach Kali. Parched grain, shnisyavish batame v'noistim devashel sechatashel. It's honey. Dip the apple in the honey. Okay, we're up to Rosh Hashanah now. Honey. Okay, honey. Shargushe kisone. It's two. The shear is.
Give two spoonfuls.
Trey shargushe kisone. What does that say in Rashi?
Oh, kisone is another thing.
Shargushe.
He has to give him
tarvadim, a tarvad, a ladle, two ladles. Next, kisone.
Kisone,
what's that?
Grains may also be used.
I'm gonna buy a tray bune de pumpadisa, two midois, two measures of pumpadisa. I'm gonna buy my mother told me the following yisoid. Honey kisone. When it comes to the kisane, what's the kisane? The kaloyos, the parched kernels of grain.
Good for the heart.
Malulaliba, good for the heart. It takes away bad thoughts. What kind of bad thoughts are we talking about over here? Daiga. Rashi says daiga. Takes away daiga. Vaita. A person's heart condition is weak. Leise bisra de atma, take meat de atma. What's bisra bisra de atma? Voshteto and Rashi. What's bisra de asma? My mother told me. He has a weak heart. Leise bisra de atma. The meat. What's the atma? What's the atma? The thigh. You mean of the right thigh? The dichra of a goat. What's a dichra? What's a dichra?
Bring the dung of cattle, drop it.
Kivui the Nisan, what's the Chodesh Nisan? Chodesh Nisan?
Yes.
The Ileka Kivuye the Reisa.
If you have no dung,
what's the Reisa? What's the Reisa? What's the Reisa? What's the Reisa mean? The dung of what?
Dung of cattle.
Fine. Leise Subyone the Arvasa. The flowers. Kismin, the kismin shel arava. What's the kismin? The kismin of an arava, of a willow tree. The nich bay. He should do what? Yasim gacha a coal. The nechol.
The nechol.
Eat it. The nishte basre chamer wine marka. Wine that's marka yain mazuk.
Diluted.
I'm coming over to you for lunch tomorrow. Are you gonna have all this ready for me?
Absolutely.
Does Yitzchak still come to next door?
What?
Does he still come next door to
Yes.
Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kol Shu Lifton, Kedei Lechel Boy, Kol Shu Lifton, anything that's Lifton, Kedei Lechel Boy. Okay, you need enough to eat with it. Rashi, Kol Shu Lifton, Shi Uwe, Kedei Lechel Boy, Lelavis Boy, Esapas, Mozen, Beis Sudas. Next, call she'ain a lift on. If it's not called a lift on, can they lechol heimenu heimenu? If it's not a lift on, can they lechol heimenu heimenu from it? Boss, period. You have to eat it itself. Has to be the mazon shtei sudais. Next, bosar chai, raw meat. Kidei lechol heimenu eat two meals of it. Bosar tzali, roasted meat. Rabo amar kidei lechol boy. Rav Yosef amar kidei lechol heimenu. What do you mean heimenu? Rashi,
she call enough to eat two meals from it.
Right, it says lechol boy. We call she lift on shiur kidei lechol lechol boy. The lavis boy yasapas mazon. So lechol boy means to lift on. When it says lechol heimenu,
the first thing was you eat it together with bread. So together with bread, it was a bigger shear.
Right.
And this is kidei lechol heimenu.
No, it's a smaller shear. The smaller shear. The smaller shear. Lechol boy is a smaller shear. You're not eating it itself as the main meal. You're eating it together with something else. A smaller shear.
Okay.
And lechol heimenu means in itself is the meal. What's the tahake? They eat tahake chatichos.
Eat slices of roast meat without bread.
B'loy nama. So what's the, they eat slices of without bread. Amalei abayu parasoy havru di alma. They don't count. They're nobodies. They're nobodies. The Persians. Aval for the poor people, Rashi, the Aniyim, the Shir is Sholes al Sholesh. Ashim, the Shir is Sholesh al Sholesha. From the Kabul Tumah. Aval, but, Dig the Ashim, Aniyim, Loi. So therefore, just because if you don't live in Persia, who cares they do? You bring a rabbi from Persia, we don't live in Persia, Rashi, Kaloima. Laniyim, Loi, bin, Dig the Ashim, Ella came into the two, Chazul, Azul, Ashrayu. Hachinami, Avagav, the Leparsoi, Lav, lift on who? And they eat it alone. Kevon didon have a lift on niski b'shir zutar. You see, I was right. Beferish. When it's a lift on, it's a shir zutar. You see, beferish. You see, beferish shir zutar. So therefore, v'chiteima hachal luchom rachal luchom. But you're right. We'll be with Rashi. Hachal luchom dekev the chazal kabutum. When it comes to the clothing, we'll be machmir. V'chal luchom ra. The havi the kev the v'kul yamul boy shir rabba. Wait, the hachaluchom, the ad have a lift on. If it's not going to be lift on, l'kuli alma, for the entire world, we buy a shirano and a chanami. We're always going to go l'chumra. When it comes to tumah, so since for poor people, since for an ani, it's a chumra. It's going to be makabel tumah until, even if it's only if it's very, very small, it's makabel tumah. Here it's a chumra. Here it's going to be a chumra this way. We're always in the mach with Sadakasha. V'yatanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Ma'arv Melucholo Lazakein. You can be Ma'arev. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says you Ma'arv Melucholo Lazakein Kedei Mezoyne for a choyla sick person. Ulazakein Kedei Mezoyne. What they normally eat. Ula Ravasan Besu Dibei Noimis.
You don't eat by. You don't make it his size.
So you go lochomer. Kasha, so it's taka kasha. You see the taka, you go lochomer. They have a kasha. You taka, you go lochomer here, over here. Fragdi mar miyam rabbi shimon laz ahi. That is it really so that they you follow the entire world. You go lochomer. The atanya rabbi shimon laz oimer oig melech abashin pit melashin. Pitchai kimaloyai. What does
its
that mean?
Opening must be like its fullness.
Lahatzil shab sochim.
Giant's corpse.
If it's the lack of pesach, the chazi lay kolchar mole egoif shabik solim tmeim. You have a hole. So in order to say that the tumah is going to go out one way, you want to limit the spread of tumah. Correct?
Yeah.
So if you want to limit the spread of tumah,
but he wasn't Jewish, Oyg Melech Habashan.
Give you an example. A Jew who would be like Oyg Melech Habashan. So if you want to say that the tumah is going to go out the Pesach and all of the other exits, the tumah will not depart through those exits. The Pesach has to be eligible for that person to go through that Pesach. But a person is a giant, and the exit, even though it's a good exit for the average person, but it's not a valid exit for someone of this size. then we don't say the rule that the tumah goes out that eggs. Rather, we say it's as if the tumah goes out all of the eggs. Everything becomes tameh. So you see over here, Ibn Chabashim pitchai kimaloi, his height.
You don't go ahead and make everyone's different measurements.
But you do make different measurements.
See, here you do.
You
see,
do.
That's the question.
The abaya, hasam, you have no choice. Heichi levit. Hadoimi nahadme v'nafke.
Get out of the door.
What does that mean? Hadoimi nahadme Rashi?
What are you going to do? Cut
up
pieces?
You're going to cut up egg into little pieces? Oh, you're going to cut up... You're going to cut away... Who's the dead body? Is egg the dead body or is egg the person? Oh, the dead body is egg. Egg Melech HaBosh is dead. Pitchai Kimeloyoi. The Amir Avi Amir Abba V'Abai Yechas Mechi Lavi. Hadoimi Nehadim we're going to cut up the egg's body into different pieces and take him out in a suitcase? Why? They do this? They do this on television, no?
They do it, the mafia does it, they have a special
deal. They take the person in the suitcases. How do you mean mafia?
You have to be a member to get a this membership fee.
Ibailu. Pligi rabbana later, Shimon Allah's way loy. Tashma, Demarab, Barbakhana, Amr Yachman, Ayman Chabash, and Pitcha Biarba. Pitchai, the shear is Biarba. Oh, four what?
Which is
four
not tzachim. His size, it's a size for a normal person.
A normal person is Rashi, what's a normal person is four tzvachim. It's pitchai biarba. What's biarba? Four tzvachim? Four tzvachim. So small, ois gimel. I have an ois gimel here on the side of my Gemara. What does it say? It says ois gimel, bikisla yad noisif amen abaye. Amen abaye, pitchai biarba. The mahasam, the ika psachim kitanim tuva, the ika chad havi arbo'o. In other words, it's taka not big enough. But when you're going to break it open wide, in unbelievable Gemara, if you're going to break it open wide, if you have many small openings and you have one opening that's a four tefachim, so since anyway you're going to have to make break down the walls, you're going to start with the opening that's larger, save you some effort. So therefore, that's why, but ordinarily in a chanam, we don't do that. Ordinarily, if everything's going to be the same, if all of the psachim are going to be the same, then the arba means nothing. It means nothing. Only when one is arba, the others are less, then we're going to say we go bust the arba. But ordinarily in a chanam, the rabbanim did not disagree. Amar rav chiyah bar rav ashi, ma'arvin b'bosr chai, raw meat. Amar rav sin bar bar chiyah bar mebeitzim chayois. What does that mean? Raw eggs.
Yes.
How many raw eggs? Amar Nachman Yitzchak, Sinai, Amar Shtayim. Who's Sinai? Sinai is a code word for who? Rabbi Yosef, right? Who's the Sinai?
Yes, Rabbi Yosef.
What does Rashi say over here? Sinai, Kor Rabbi Yosef.
The
Kriker Horem and the Mishnayis. Go back to the previous Rashi. Bahu Marvach, the Hilchot Matzah al Kulan. Avu kulan shem bedalri beoybiyud amos kulam tneim. The loyadi be marvach matik.
Theafil
niftach echamayim echem sugudim oychish shavolav loyitzil liachad bechem the time the gemara himself beitzel kutamim kul tovarim. Hanimil heichad elah the avi chazile. Theafil kul chazile. Avu heichad elek chad chazile. Boy marvach kulan shavim loyadin be marvach. Fine. Sinai. He says taka you need to have how many eggs? He says two eggs. Two eggs is enough. Hanoi der min hamozoin mut b'mayim. If you make a vow for mozoin, you gotta drink water. You gotta
How far are we going?
What time is it now? It's 10:46.
Today's daf, by the way. Lamed.
Today's daf lamed? So yes. We have to do the whole daf. How could today be daf lamed? We're so behind? Terrible. I'm very tired. I'm very tired. What's today's daf? What is today's daf? You sure? No, it's not. Today is Chavtes. Today is Chavtes.
I said, 29. Did I say Lamed? Today's 29.
Today is 29, so we finished today's daf. Now we're doing tomorrow's daf.
So we're not learning tomorrow?
What?
So tomorrow we're not learning?
We are learning tomorrow. I want to get ahead. Don't worry, we'll fall behind. I guarantee we'll fall behind eventually.
I'm sure we will.
Right. I'm not Chiba Rashi. So when do you want to go to 11 o'clock?
Okay, go ahead.
You can make where I'm sorry next. I know you're Muslim, but mine melach ma'im hudli liquid Muslim. It says that you can make water melach ma'im salt and water hudli liquid is not called Muslim. How called mili liquid Muslim? Really? Lema tiaviti of the Rav Shmuel. The Rav Shmuel the mitzvahin barim name zaynas ella al chameshas haminim bilvad. It says Muslim. Only in the Chamesh Milvad. Frag the Gemara, it's Mashma, that, nothing else is called Mazin. He's saying everything is called Mazin. Vlav is Vine Chadazina. We already slugged him up. This is an Alta Kasha. That we already slugged him up. Rashi says, Vlav Asvina Bechadazin, the Kate said Mavarachin. We slugged him up. Omar, so why don't we go say, let's say this is another slug up. Because here it says that everything is called mazon except for mayim u'melach, and they said the only thing that's called mazon are the chameshas minim. Here it says beferish the Mishnah that even if you're not from the chameshas minim, you're called mazon. The Gemara says Am Rav Huna b'Omer kol hazon alai mayim. No, it's not a kasha. It means b'Omer kol hazon alai. With everything is called mazon,
except for.
But when you say kol hazon, there's a chiluk between the word mazon and hazon. Hazon es ha'olam kuloi. So that's why we say in the birchas hamazon hazon. Hashem doesn't just give the world bread, the chameshas minim. Hashem is zon with everything. The only thing that's not called zon is mayim melach. Bible kol hazon alay mayim melach. So they have a mayim melech lo zayne chol kol milim zayne frak de gemara v'yamar rav avar chana ki havi azil nebashrei rabbi yochanan lemechel pri de genesar. We went to eat the fruits of genesar ki avinim bei mea when we were hondravi minak tinan l'chol chad v'chad asara asara. When we were 100, when our group was 100 people, each one took with him 10.
So it adds up to 1,000.
When we were 10,
he
did not fit into a basket. Of three saw, okay. We have ochel hu lekul lekulon, and we ate them all up.
Rabbi Yochanan himself, I think, would eat them all up and say.
Yomar shvuasa, I swear, goitomli ziyuna.
I swear that I am not full.
So therefore, you see, it's not called zion. Yeah, it's not called zion.
Obviously, this was some sort of guzma or.
So the Gemara says, "Ema mezoina," so means no. Really, it does provide zion. It means he itamali mizoina. It is zion. He said he did not taste mizoina, so it's not a kasha. Mizoina, and that's what it means. So the Gemara's answer is still valid. I'm not going to eat this kikar. You can use it. Kikar zuolai.
Even if he says I can't eat it, you can still use it for him. You can have a noah to use it as an eruv.
Why? Because when you say kikar zu,
shalai eichal is meant to eat, not eat through it. It means eat it, so you can still do an eruv with it.
Shalai eichal kikar zu, ma'arvin loy ma'arvin ba.
So then it means any kinds of things.
Kikar zu ain barim loy ba. Rashi, kikar zu olai. Mashma kol dover hana kosale. The previous Rashi, ma'arvin loy ba de loy nade ella me'achila. V'imishim de loy chazi leicho chaz lachrine. Someone else can use it. That midahavi anoze b'yayin. But when you say a lie, then it's completely aser. Hachinam mista. The devil. Kasha. Emarim b'loy ba meisve alisu kasha hanoide menaki kar. Yeah, ma'arvin loy ba.
So here you see not like
my love, the Amal lie. No, it's not a kash, lo de mazu. Hochra misavu, the Tari saved a mosa, this man shama shvushlo shvua. When he said shvushlo at amna, I'm not gonna taste it. So that's when Avul Omar lie. My, what are you gonna go tell me now? My hochinami the eight marvin below bo. Yachi adatonic he goes zu hegdish. Why differentiate when it comes to hegdish ain marvin below bo? Lefish ain marvin behegdasha. It's lifted listening to the dub. Medem marvin below my zu Avul Omar lie ain marvin bo. Ela marvin bo. Avul charafunu ela my call hecha the Omar lie marvin. So what are you gonna go tell me now? You suggest that when you say lie marvin, so kashya reisha. So you're going in
just
circles.
Say that the statement itself is the one that differentiates between.
So the Gemara says, "Chesur Mechsura." We're missing words. Yachik Tani. We're missing words. That's going to be the Yachik Tani. Hanoydim and Akikar Ma'arvin Ba Ma'arvin Loi Ba Vafilu Omar Lai. Why? Unbelievable. New Shana Gemara. Nasek Omer. Even if he says the word a lie, Nasek Omer Shvushli Et Amena. Because when you say a lie, it's as if you said I'm not going to taste. Because a lie does not mean you never meant to say it seriously. Let's see Rashi. Rashi ela Michael erdam alam ba'arin the loy mashma ela alachila kashi reisha. The Tani it says the Tani aim the Tani imos and isvan shamat shushvushloy atenenu the masha ho amar lie loy umshani no holy kash the chesud mechzor ad nas ekoimer. Even though you said a lie, tremendous chiddush. Even though you said a lie, we interpret your words to mean that you only meant to ima. We have a difficulty because before we have a stira, because one place it says a lie is going to be also one place a lie it says is going to be mutter. So the Gemara says. And for the Gemara, it's machlekes tanoim. It's the best way out. It's machlekes tanoim. Who the amak Rabbi Elazar like Rabbi Elazar? The Tanya Rabbi Elazar Oimer Shua Shloyoychal Kikuzu Arvin Loiba Kikuzu Alai Pashid. It says Ein Arvin Loiba. Frag the Rabbi Elazar Hach Yotan Zeklal Odom Zeklal Odom Oyser Atzem Beoychal. Zaklal Adam Oisa Atzmai Be'Oichel Marvin Loiba, but Oichel Hanesa Loila Adam.
When a person makes a nether,
then you lie. You lie. Marvin Loiba. Why?
Still, he's able to make an error.
But Oichel.
Oichel Hanesa
Loila Adam. Ain Marvin Loiba. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Kikar Zu Alai Marvin Loiba Kikar Zu Hegdish. If it's a lie, he says Beferush. He says here Beferish, Kikazu a lie. He says Beferish. How can you tell me it goes like a Beliezer? Beliezer says Beferish. A lie, Marvin Loiba. And you tell me Beliezer holds that and says, a lie, Ain Marvin Ba. Kikazu Hegdish. Everyone agrees, Ain Marvin Loiba, Lefish, Ain Lush, Ain Marvin Behegdashas. The Gemara says, now the best answer of them all. I love these Dafim and Shas. This is my favorite Dash. Because Trey Tanoiva Libre Beliezer. Next, Marvin Lenazi Beyain. Mastis Lakhna Bishimin. The Tanya or look Beis Shammai, not like the Beis Shammai. Tanya the Brayz Beis Shammai Oimrim Ein Marvim Lenozir Biyayin Uli Yisrael Betshuma Beis Elomrim Marvim Lenozir Biyayin Uli Yisrael Betshuma Amar Lomhem Beis Elom Beis Shammai Yat Hem Moedim. Don't you admit to me? Yat Hem Moedim.
The Nozir is not allowed to have a Noah from Biyayin. Who's just not allowed to drink?
Not allowed to drink.
So he's allowed to have a Noah. Yisrael's allowed to have a Noah for Truma. He has the
grandson,
the ability to give it to whoever he wants,
right?
Any kind he wants,
right? Shem Arvin LeGadol B'Yom Kippurim. Shem Arvin, what about Yom Kippurim? Are you allowed to make an Erev Tachumen? Oh, but on Yom Kippurim, you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. But yeah, you can make an Erev Tachumen on Yom Kippur. You're allowed to travel if you want to go daven. You want to go hear the Chazan. If you want to go hear Helfgott, you can make an Erev Tachumen. You can go allowed to go. Oh, but the Erev Tachumen you need to be kind of Shvi'is. You're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippurim.
Shem Arvin. It can be eaten by children.
Oh, so just like when it comes to Yom Kippur, everyone agrees with someone else. So too when it comes to Yayin, and when it comes to Truma Zol Mazach. Shem Arvin.
Avol.
Beshamay said. Avol Amru. Keshem Shem Legod will be Yom Kippur.
Kach Marvin.
Kachem arvin lenozel b'yazvin ayin liyishol b'tshuma b'yis shamay b'yisuz av'arayim v'yish raya. No, not a raya. B'yis shamay chalasim k'sugo liyim b'yoyim. Oh, it's b'yoyim.
The adult can eat it before
Shabbos. Kiman, like a chananya. The Tanya, Chananya Oimer, this is the Barvusta Chananya and Gan Shas. Chananya says, Oimer, Kol Atzon Shal Beis Shammai Lecho Yomaydin Be'erev Sha'ar, Ad Sheyoytzi Mitosoi. V'chol Klei Tashmisha L'shon. In order to be kind of Shavisa, you got to bring your bed and all of your Kalim there. So therefore, not a Chananya was. So what's why not a Chananya Rashi? This that it says that you can bechlal make an eruv to chumin is not like Chananya, because according to this sheet of Beishama we are saying that you can make an eruv, you can make an eruv or an eruv that's ruuyim mivoid yoyim, just putting on bread. But it's not like Chananya, because Chananya says in order to make an Erev, it's not enough to put out bread. You have to go put out all of your Atshiyotzim, Mitasa, the whole Klei, Tashmish, Shoshan. In other words, there's no such thing as an Erev. Basically, he says there's no such thing as a Ruvi Tuchum, and you have to, Mamash, live there for real. Next.
If so, Kaman Asla Hodasanya.
Kaman Asla Hodasanya, Erev is Shchayrim, Lo Yatsa,
Erev. He made the Erev when he was wearing black clothes, Lo Yatsibul Vavana.
Because the clothing also, it's Chal on the clothing. A din shvisa.
I don't know why he needs to go both ways, to say it both ways.
It's a good thing they would ban this Gemara, you should know. It's a good thing they don't send it. They would censor this Gemara today. Black? It says city, you're not allowed to go out with the black. The mamash put this Gemara in censor.
Black shirt.
So it says, Kaman, Omer Nachman Bar Yitzchak Chananya Hi. Then Lid Veshamai. Fein Lachraya Lid Veshchay Mechud Lo Yotza Chob Levarim Yotza. Well, Omer Atchi Eitzim Mitzvah Chok Lishon Lasham. So even white is no good. Hachi Kama Eir Levarim Yitzchak Lishchayim.
This is not the same as just the shirt.
Hachi Kama Eiru Belevanim. Let's say you made with white Hutchak Lishchayim Af Belevanim Lo Yitzay. Why not? Kiman, Amran Nachman Yitzchak Chananya Valid Veshamai. What does that mean, Rashi? Rashi says over here. Let's see what Rashi over here says. There is no Rashi. B'shchodim, Choyel Lo V'shchodim. V'halach V'yashem B'sev Alvayim Amar Ad Shekon Neshom Shvisa. Shekida Shelo Yom. V'chod Lo Beisoy Kol Kli B'shmishoy. No, there's a Rashi. What's the answer?
In other words, he's even more machmer. It's not if he puts up white, he can't wear black. If he puts up black, he can't wear white. It's more than that. He can't even go out with the color that he wanted because he did not fulfill the Erev the way he was supposed to. An Erev is exclusively to wear everything or anything.
Call Clay Tashin Yishayim.
So even if he wears the white, the fact that he included in the Erev the black made it puzzle.
All right, good. Stop okay. Here. All right, very good. Excellent.
All right.
Yes, Hashem. Thursday, I probably can't come on Thursday. I have to go to Bar Mitzvah. I have to go to Bar Mitzvah on Thursday. I have to go to a very important Bar Mitzvah.
I was at a wedding in Flatbush without a mask. I mean, the people weren't wearing masks, and then I went.